Armitage won the last three matchups, 12-7, 24-0, 18-14. Lakers had a heck of a streak, seven straight in the 80s, from 1981 to 1987. Armitage never saw a victory against the green and white. And then they flip-flop with two victories for the next 6 years. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Armitage 56, Lakers nothing, third and seven. It's a handoff to Diaz. They're on the right side. Nothing going there at all. Excuse me, Dustin Katie. No gain on the play. Sounds like a broken record tonight saying that. 3:40 left in the fourth. Brings up fourth down from the 11-yard line. Fourth and six.
I mean, the Harbage defensive line was almost close enough to take that handoff. That's the kind of pressure that Lakers offense has been dealing with the entire night tonight.
That makes for some nightmares for defensive coordinator and offensive coordinators especially. From the 11-yard line, fourth and six for the Lakers, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. They had a touchdown waved off because of a holding. 3 minutes left in this one. Post under center, fourth and six, rolls to his right, looking to pass. He has a man open, but dives for it and falls incomplete. That's number five, Evan Kaczynski. No, excuse me, number 23, Steve Kaczynski, the wrong Kaczynski there. I knew it was going to happen at some point. The turnover and down, and Harbridge gets the ball back with 2:50 left in the fourth quarter.
Again, good goal line defense there by Harbor Beach, forcing Post to put it in the air. Pretty decent ball there. Put it where only Kaczynski could make the catch. Just couldn't reel it in, but he would have been short of the end zone anyways.
2 minutes and a half, 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 56-0, Harbor Beach over Lakers. It was 42-0 at halftime. 14 points scored by Harbor Beach in the second half. Derek Puff, the second-string quarterback for Harbor Beach, under the center. Three men in the backfield wing teams, a handoff to number 19, Bidette. He gets out there for about 4 yards, out to the 15-yard line. And it's going to bring up a second and six situation for the Pirates with 2 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, just a little run play there. Get them away from their own goal line, a little breathing room, and try and let that time expire.
Are we trying to take off as much time off this clock as possible? They're waiting for the back judge to raise his hand, which means 5 seconds left. The hand is up. Ten seconds when he starts to clock it down. That means it's 5, 4, 3. Derek Buff is waiting for it. And there it goes, and there's the snap, and it's a handoff to Bidette once more time in the backfield. He gets out near the sticks across the 20-yard line, maybe shy about it by about a foot. Whatever it is, it's a Bidette 5-yard gain, maybe a 6. Brings up third down. Nope, they're moving the chains. A 6-yard gain for Jared Bidette, number 19 for Harbor Beach. He's a 5'9", 150 junior running back as well as a defensive back for this Pirate offense and defense. Both every player on this squad plays both ways. It's primarily every team in this in the film. With 1 minute to go, 56-0. Harbor Beach, Derek Buff under center, three men in the backfield. Bidette, Self, and
Ridner, I think. And a lot of these guys are actually playing three ways, Clark. You want to come with special teams,
well, indeed. Well, this is another handoff to Bidette. This one down to the 25-yard line, gain of 4. Bidette now has 4 carries for 15 yards. 40 seconds left. They should have one more play here, and this one's going to be in the books. Harbor Beach with the shutout, their third of the season through 5 games.
It says a lot about this Harbor Beach defense. Very solid. Don't make a lot of mistakes. The only couple, just nitpicking mistakes, were a couple late plays after the whistle. Not dirty by any means, just more of aggressive tackling, maybe out of bounds. But other than that, a great performance here by Harbor Beach.
And Derek Buff in the victory formation takes the kneel, and that is going to do it. 5 seconds left on the clock, and this one's going to go out. Final score is in the books. It's Harbor Beach 56, Lakers nothing. We are more than halfway through the high school regular season and on to week number 6. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back to wrap this thing up just in a hot second. Keep it locked on.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Down Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx. Member FDIC.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
This one's in the book. Final score, Harbor Beach 56. Lakers nothing. Harbor Beach's third shutout of five games this season thus far. Harbor Beach looked dominant throughout the whole game. Let's tell you how the second half went. It was 42-0 at halftime. Harbor Beach was 7:50 left in the third quarter and a running clock. DJ Reiner, a 9-yard run for a score. And the PAT was good, made it 49-0. About 2 minutes later, Lakers had a turnover of downs. And then 3:20 left in the third quarter, Harbor Beach scores again. Colin Cook in a 5-yard run makes it 56-0 after a PAT was good. And then that was about it. There's a turnover downs for the Lakers offense about 30 seconds later and a 3-and-out. But the most important stat, in my opinion, 8-for-8. Nick Hessling, number 80 for Harbor Beach, goes on PATs. That has to be some sort of record for Harbor Beach, let alone the whole area.
You know, it's a part of the game that sometimes gets overlooked, and very definitely credit to Hessling there. It's just so nice to not have to design a play for 2 yards, try and get that two-point conversion. It's just a coin toss every time. You got a kicker that can step up and drill it confidently. I mean, he was blowing it so far past the uprights, into the wind and the rain, didn't matter. And even on kickoffs, Lakers never started past their, you know, past the 20-yard line. So, I mean, just all-around great game, especially for Hessling. And that's not downgrading anybody. Eli Kraft and the entire Harbor Beach team played a phenomenal game tonight.
Well, let's go through individually through the stats here. Lakers ended up with 47 yards on offense off of 34 plays, 27 of those plays rushing for 42 yards, 7 plays for passing for 5 yards. Dustin Cady, 10 carries for 20 yards. Number 34, Diaz, 14 carries for 21 yards. Caught in the backfield plenty of times, both those running backs for Lakers. Then Nick Post, 3 carries for 1 yard. As far as passing goes, Nick Post was 1-for-7 for 5 yards. Dustin Cady with the only reception for the Laker offense.
Just looking at that, I mean, 47 yards of offense just says a lot about what was not going right for Lakers and how well Harbor Beach played on defense. A couple little things. Lakers had 2 first downs in this game. had one possession where they were past the 50-yard line, and one of those two first downs was via penalty. So not a lot going for Lakers offense, as Harbor Beach was well prepared for this game. I'd still question 21, Terrence Dubes did not get any carries tonight. I don't know what was the deal there. Expected him to get a lot of carries tonight, try and ease the workload for those other guys.